producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Going on? What in the world? What in the Sam Hill is going on today? Jennifer Horn is here on Good Day with me, along with Kenny Kessler, who's monitoring social media. Dr. Stephen J.J. Wiseman. He's a doctor of jurisprudence. So I can call him that and get away with it.
Sure. Yeah, why not?
The credit card chip scams, a way for you to be smart about them. He's an expert on scams, has a website called scamaside.com. So we will get there in a few minutes with Steve. Right now, those of you who remember Chris Mintz will be interested to know the following information. First of all, you're thinking to yourself, Chris Mintz, I know that name. Why do I know that name? He was the father, he's also a veteran, who was at the community college when the shooter opened fire last week. He stood up to the gunman. He was shot 7 times. Jeez. Thankfully, he survived and now is being hailed by many as a national hero. Well-wishers from all over the world came together to show support for him, and usually once a week I go to GoFundMe.com to tell you what the latest, and he is the top, I don't want to say earner, but the recipient of $770,000 raised by contributions in the last 3 days from 23,000 different people.
Wow, that's great, because you know what? He needs it, I'm sure, with the president, with the hospital bills the way they are. And,
right.
You know, that's...
Yeah. And there's another...
makes you question what you would do in a situation like
that. Yeah, would you stand up knowing...
I'd love to think that I would.
Fate, or just even think about it in that,
knows?
In that second. There's a family rescuing dogs and has been doing it for a long time, taking them to their home. This is something that I want to set up on the farm. We're going to set up a bovine, equine, and canine sanctuary when all of the things that need to be done are taken care of. There's a story at GoFundMe today about the Bostic family rescuing stray dogs for a long time. And they pay for veterinary needs, that sort of thing. Somebody found out about them and posted a fund for them at GoFundMe without them asking for help. And about $12,000 has been raised by couple hundred people in 12 days. That's kind of a cool thing. If you want to check it out, GoFundMe.com. A lot of good things are there. Trending at DougStephan.com today, Donald Trump sent a care package to Marco Rubio.
Just love this.
And it wasn't necessarily care. I mean, Rubio's sweating a lot. He's having a hard time. A lot of people think he's the man. I don't happen to be one of them.
Well, he's doing well in the polls. He's seen a surge. He's in third or fourth place, depending on the
poll. I think he's a big phony myself, but that's just me.
But Trump sees him as a real threat, and many people see Rubio as a threat because he's the one that's got a little experience in the Senate. And so Trump is really fast to call out the fact that he's the least effective senator, that he was never there, he missed the most votes, kind of thing.
He's a fraud. And if he were the presidential candidate, he's a fraud. He wouldn't do anything for me. Also trending at DougStephan.com, the Trans-Pacific Partnership deal, bad, fight it in Congress with your, unless you don't care about your food supply, then don't bother. But if you do care about food and farmers in America, you better tell your congressman you want nothing to do with the Trans-Pacific Partnership deal. And then there's the right to die law that's covered at DougStephan.com, which Jennifer's going to explain in the next half hour here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Give him honey card at Exxon or Mobile and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobile?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobile are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobile station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go.
So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you can always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Well, Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
So you can print grand opening flyers?
Yes.
Grand opening banners?
No problem.
Custom t-shirts?
Piece of cake.
You sell cake?
It's just the same.
Oh, shame. I love cake.
Now at Staples, 500 business cards are just $9.99 every day. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
In-store and online are not combined. One site only on white mat, no cash or credit back on prior purchases, tax and shipping extra.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is an attorney, a lawyer. Wait a minute. An attorney and a lawyer? You're both of those things? That's the first time I think I've ever done that. How long? I've been introducing you on the radio for, what, 20 years?
Yeah.
I have never said that about you before in the same breath. An attorney and a lawyer. So that's, maybe you should put that on your card.
Actually, most people say attorney, a lot of lawyers say attorney and counselor at law, because an attorney is just somebody who is representing you, so it doesn't even have to be a lawyer. So
really?
You were actually correct.
Wow. Steve is the founder of Scamicide.com, which is a website dedicated to informing you about the dangers of scams, providing you with the latest information about things that are around us. And certainly this new smart chip credit card system leaves itself wide open for scams, Steve.
Yeah, very much so. You know, this is going to be a good thing. However,
the scam or the credit card?
Well, for both. I think it will reduce credit card fraud, the big kind of data breaches that we first became aware of with Target, where people are hacking into the computers of major retailers and stealing the credit card information. That won't be able to be done so readily anymore. And it's because, first of all, that we were vulnerable because we were using state-of-the-art technology from the 1960s with the information embedded on a magnetic strip. But now, supposedly, the rule as of October 1st is computer chips on the card. So they're an encrypted specific number that it changes every time it's used, will be done. So if the bad guys hack into the processors, they're going to get a number that's going to be useless to them. The regulation is one that deals with who's going to be responsible for the fraud that does occur if there's a problem, and that's between banks, credit card issuers, and the retailers. So we don't have to worry about that. However, what we do have to worry about it is, even though the deadline came October 1st, most of the banks, most of the companies, most of the credit card issuers have not yet sent out all of the cards and changed over. So a lot of us are going to get emails from, or it looks like it, from our credit card company telling us to just confirm some information, click on this link, don't do it, because those are from the scammers.
All right. So in this circumstance, you wrote in the USA Today yesterday that sort of a lengthy explanation of how this works. I guess the simple bottom line here is that the credit card companies are way behind in releasing this. So why did they put this thing in force on October 1st when 60% of us, I have four credit cards, I don't have one new one from any of the three providers?
It's amazing. First of all, why did they delay? I tell my students at Bentley University, the answer to every question is it's about the money. It's going to be costly for them to do this, the retailers to put in the new machines, the credit card companies to issue the cards. The rule came in, it is a regulation of the major credit card companies who formed this trade organization. However, it's just plain stupidity, because credit card companies that don't issue that card, they are going to be held responsible for what are going to be millions and millions and millions of fraudulent charges, because the scammers know the time is up, and so they are going to be getting in there. They're probably in these companies now. It just hasn't been discovered. So, stupidity. Ron White is one of my favorite comedians, and he has a line, there's no cure for stupid. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, that's the case with a lot of these retailers and credit card companies.
All right. So the general rule of thumb, however, that you discuss, you have a book called Identity Theft Alert, and in the book you are very focused on people giving their information or even opening, maybe this is the basic stuff here. It seems almost trivial, like any third grader would know not to open an email from whom you know not. Is that
exactly? My motto is, trust me, you can't trust anybody. And frankly, you take it further than that. If I get something from Doug Steffen and it has a link,
you can be sure it's a scam.
But I'm not going to click on it until I get back to you and say, did you really send that?
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens is people will get their emails hacked, companies will get their emails hacked, and so it looks like it comes from a legitimate source. You can't click, you can't provide information until you've confirmed it's legit.
And so this is a rule of thumb for everybody. Just don't be foolish. That's really the bottom line. So how well do your students get all of this? And can they relate?
You know, it's interesting. Unfortunately, college students just think they are invulnerable.
Yep.
And they don't really give a lot of thought to this kind of security. That being said, I got to admit, and it's not just that I'm saying about my particular students, the kids at Bentley University, and it's primarily a business school, are motivated, smart, and they really know what they're doing. So they're going to be generally better than most college students. Most college students, along with the elderly, are the biggest number of people that get scammed, but not my students.
All right, only a couple of seconds left. Are there now legal specialties in scams?
Yeah, it's coming out, because there's so many people that are affected. There are class actions against companies like Sony that have data breaches. So, yes, you are finding lawyers who are going to the money.
Check out scamaside.com, dedicated to informing you about the dangers of scams just like this one from the credit card, the credit card scheme department, shall we say, not from the credit card companies. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here.
Oh. owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Parents all the same, no matter time or place. They don't understand that a
time to get jiggy.
So do you other kids all across the land? There's no need to argue. Parents just don't understand.
We're going to let Jennifer.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's don't rude.
That mistake.
Sing along with Will Smith. You can call this singing. Go ahead. Crank it up, Peter.
My little sister all hopped in the car. We headed downtown to the gallery mall. My mom started bugging with the clothes she chose. I didn't say nothing.
I just turned it on my nose.
All right. How old is this?
Oh, 87, 88.
Right, so this comes from Prince and Bel-Air.
Yeah. Well, this is the Fresh DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
And then they went on to do the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Okay. Would you, for the unwashed, explain who DJ Jazzy Jeff is?
He was the silent DJ in DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Oh, of course.
Okay,
well,
so
I know that.
Will Smith was the Fresh Prince. Yeah. DJ Jazzy Jeff was DJ Jazzy Jeff. Mm-hmm. And then during the late 80s, they came up with this cool rock band. They were very, I mean, they did funny, colorful videos. DJ Jazzy Jeff never said much. Will Smith was definitely the front man. He would rap, and Jazzy Jeff would play the music.
Okay, I have an idea. I would like to...
You're a white girl. How do you know all this?
Oh, my God. But I don't listen to white music.
No, she doesn't listen to white
music. Oh, okay.
Isn't that interesting? We refer to it as white music and black music.
Yes.
All right. Is that connected to the song White Wedding?
No. This song was for everybody, though.
Is there a song called Black Wedding?
It would probably be in rap.
Silence.
Probably.
Silence. Right. I know. You know when you go too far, we're like, what?
What?
Be okay. Very, very quiet.
So let's try to figure this out, because Will Smith has returned to music for the first time in a decade.
It's a bigger deal than that, because Will Smith was in music by himself. But he's returning with DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Ah.
Right.
Oh.
So,
nostalgia tour.
He's apparently, this new album that he's releasing is something that caused him a great deal of strife, because he was worried he wouldn't have what it took And apparently it was very easy for him before. And he's done stuff since Prince of Fresh Prince, right?
Oh, I mean, he's been he's been an actor. I mean, gosh, huge movie star.
Yeah, right. And not too smart because he's not in the next Independence Day. I've been happy to throw that lick at him every time something comes up about him. All right, so what's new here, Kenny? What's the new... there's a new album. They're going to do a tour together. Is that it?
Yeah, the rumor is they're going to do a big summer tour next year. Mm-hmm. And they haven't worked together in 20, 25 years. So it'll be a big nostalgia thing for everybody who loved their music in the early 90s.
All right, I thought we had some other stuff from them besides just that one song. Where's the other one? Yeah,
this is Will by himself.
Yeah. This is how old?
This is mid-90s, I would say.
Mm-hmm. See, this doesn't sound like the usual rap stuff to me.
Yeah, it's poppy. Yeah. And this is, you know, a lot of times Will would do songs for his film, too. He would, you know, he did Men in Black.
Did you do one for Bad Boys?
I think he might have done a version of Bad Boys.
Right. So this is something to do because he's successful. Everything else, he wants to sort of go back and prove to himself and the audience that he still has it. Is that what this?
And I also think there's such a push on the generation that he grew up with are now they're adults and they want to be reminded of being kids again. I mean, I would totally go to see DJ Jazzy Jeff in the
Has he ever won the Kennedy Center Honors? Will Smith?
I don't think so.
Can you imagine if he wins and he goes up there with DJ Jazzy Jeff?
Why not?
Got the award. Seems like a little off. But that's just me, an old white guy. Hello.
Yeah, why? I mean, let me ask you this question. Yes. Why would you go see ELO or whoever
I love
dumb
ELO.
People are? Yeah, yeah, exactly. Why? Because it makes you feel young, right?
Right. You make me feel so young.
Oh, boy.
You make me feel like
songs. Can we hear Summertime, Peter? Because that's a good DJ.
28 past the hour on Good Day.
Good one. Let's put that on.
Cycling is fun and healthy, but you've got to be careful. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. In the news, more and more of us are cycling, and this is great, as cycling does wonders for your heart, muscle strength, and balance. But unfortunately, we're also seeing more and more head and torso injuries. Some of this is due to the simple fact that American roads are bicycle unfriendly, to put it mildly. DCOC advice, wear a helmet always. It should fit snugly and cover the upper forehead. Wear bright colors during the day, reflective clothing at night, bike lights front and back. I mean, really, this you have to be told? Judging by the number of bikes I see around without lights at night, yes. Cycle defensively. Watch for the sudden car door opening. Listen to what's around you. The car coming out of the alley. This means, of course, no earbuds, no texting, no cell phones. Yes, that means living in the moment. Enjoy the ride. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
We all know that drinking water is important for our overall health. But did you know that drinking water at the right time makes it more effective? For example, 2 glasses of water right when you wake up helps activate your internal organs. A glass of water 30 minutes before a meal helps aid in digestion. If you want clearer skin, a boost in your brain and productivity, or to help fight off sickness, then grab a glass of water or 2 or 3. This health tip is brought to you by your local Health Mart pharmacy, Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yep.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen. 5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Oren here at your service and on your side, trying to do the best they can every day to make you aware of what's going on, and perhaps there'll be a wry smile on your face after you listen to some of the things they have in their mind. I don't take responsibility. They are on their own, more or less. Ken Kessler is here honoring my request that he monitor Facebook and Twitter, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. There is a rumor.
Yes.
Only a rumor at this point that Hillary Clinton is difficult.
Really? That's a rumor?
There's a rumor.
I've also heard a rumor she's an alcoholic.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
I've heard she likes to drink, yes.
No kidding.
From someone who could know.
And to drink doesn't mean she's an alcoholic.
No.
Well, yeah.
Doesn't mean that at all.
Heard that likes to drink in large amounts.
Really? But that sounds like somebody would start just
this
to...
This is someone who would be favorable to her that
really?
Told her this. Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, it's just a rumor. I'm not saying I know it, and I wouldn't hold it against her. But
a story in the New York Daily News today suggests that she's difficult to work with, according to the Secret Service. According to this story, one of the members of the Secret Service greeted her, "Good morning, ma'am." And she said, "F off to him."
I don't buy that. Come on.
This is a new book written by Ronald Kessler, author of The First Family Detail. They look at the personnel who shield America's presidents. He writes flatteringly and critically about people in both parties. Regarding the Clintons, he says that Chelsea is a model protectee, respected and appreciated her agents, was very nice to them, 100% thumbs up on her. The description of Bill is he was difficult, but easygoing. And then
Hillary. It would probably be hard to follow around. I'd imagine he'd be all over the place.
Is described, quote, as an abusive Arctic monster.
Wow.
Quote, unquote. When in public, she smiles and acts graciously. As soon as the cameras are gone, her angry personality, her nastiness, and imperious manner become evident. He adds, quote, Hillary Clinton can make Richard Nixon look like Mahatma Gandhi. what a line that is.
That's a line.
End quote.
The Secret Service always intrigues me. I think I told you guys this a couple years ago. I had the opportunity to spend an evening talking with the Secret Service guy who was on the detail for Joe Biden at the time. Hmm. And the stories that they will tell you, so incredibly different than the persona that you see on TV or that you see at the podium. He said that Joe Biden was super jealous of his wife and his wife's relationships, and that one day they were staying in a hotel and that Biden came out and started screaming outside by the pool about which Secret Service agent was boinking his wife.
Really?
Yeah.
The present wife or the former wife?
I think the present wife.
Hmm. Didn't his first wife die?
Yeah.
Didn't the first wife die?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah.
But that seems so not like him. I mean, and then Al Gore was really hard on his kids. It's weird.
So do you buy that Hillary would cuss at Secret Service drivers for going over bumps?
Over bumps, yes, maybe. But I can't imagine someone says good morning and she says F you.
Hillary never talked to us. Most all members of First Families would talk to us and smile. She never did.
Who does that? Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe if you're mad, like if they hit a bump hard, you might say something.
Yeah, when she was there before in the White House, she had a standing rule that no one spoke to her when she was going from one location to another.
Hmm.
One former Secret Service agent wrote, if Hillary was walking down a hall, you're supposed to hide behind drapes.
Come on.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You hear these stories about celebrities all the time. I don't believe these because I don't want to believe them because I can't imagine that people walk around like this. But you hear these stories about, like, Jennifer Lopez, who will only let people, like, walk into the room. They have to back out. Like, they can't actually, like, show their rear ends to her. That she only has to have, you know, white shrouds around her. I mean, really, is this... Really? Could this really be? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Call us if you have this inside scoop, by the way.
Yeah.
We can gossip.
There are a lot of these stories around. Whether she is good at masking her true personality or not, a lot of this stuff is going to come up because there are people that don't want her to be president. And if she is that way, you got to know that people have their party face on when they're doing things like this, running for president, being on Saturday Night Live.
What you get when they're up there is their best person. I mean, see them at their best.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I can only tell you about my one encounter with her, or actually a couple. The one encounter that I remember the most was at the picnic that I went to in 1996 when she and I danced. And
what?
But you know that story.
No, I don't know that story.
We were in I've told that story. Roberta, you've heard me tell that story before, right?
No, I don't remember.
Really? Oh, nope. All right, so I'll tell the story.
Me either.
You don't remember it either?
No.
You sure you told it?
I never heard
that story. Yeah, I'm sure.
Peter doesn't. Nobody's heard this story.
All right, anyway, here's the story.
Okay.
When Clinton was the president, I mean, I didn't vote for him either time. But he was very good about bringing the press to the White House.
You liked
Christmas
him, yeah.
Parties. I liked him as a person. Yeah, I did. I found him interesting. And I also found her interesting. Again, what are you going to see your game faces on? Clinton had a hard time finding his true self when it came to parties like this because he was always looking around. I mean, I can remember at the party him looking at the person that I was with and looking at others.
A wandering eye?
Yeah, sort of, yeah.
So to speak?
Yeah. Anyway, the point is that they went through, they had a reception, and we went through the reception, said, hello, how are you doing? Yada, yada. I used to engage Mr. Clinton in discussions about his stepfather because he loved playing golf with him, and he was very, very close to him, Bill Kelly. And then when Mrs. Clinton came down at this particular event, I talked to her a bit about Chelsea. And we only talked to her. She shook my hand, and we were talking about Chelsea for maybe 40, 45 seconds. And she went away. And then she came back to me about 5 or 6 minutes later and wanted to talk more about children and my children and what was going on with Chelsea and that sort of thing. And the music started, and she said, would you like to have a dance? And I walked out onto the...
Were you coming on to you?
No.
She asked you to dance?
She asked me to dance.
I don't know if I believe this story.
You swear
in your children's life?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
And there's a picture of it somewhere. Bill Kelly got me the picture of her dancing with me from the White House.
Was it a slow dance or was it...
Yeah, she actually put her head on my head. It was just a...
Oh, my God.
Seriously?
Yeah, there's a picture of that.
Oh,
I can't. Bill Kelly, who had access, I asked him, because he and I became fairly friendly, I said, can you get me these pictures? And he did. And I'll be doggone if I can find it. I thought I gave the one to Megan of me dancing with her, and I can't, because I can't find it. But anyway, it's around somewhere.
Song did you dance to?
I haven't the slightest idea. It was a slow dance, and it didn't last long. It was
a slow jam?
Slow dance.
Did you put your hand on her
rear end? Would you stop it?
Was she wearing a pantsuit?
No. I don't remember. Actually, maybe she was. I don't know. I don't remember that.
Were you wearing a pantsuit?
How did I get started? Oh, we were talking about Hillary and her relationship with the Secret Service. So is she a no good so and so? A lot of people think she is. I don't know. Do you ever really know anybody unless you live with them? And even when you live with them, do you really ever know who your partner is?
Sometimes people figure that they don't.
Roberta, do you feel like you know Tom through and through?
I have absolutely no idea who this person is.
Really?
None. And every day I know less and less.
And he's been married to you for what, 30 years?
36 years.
36 years, yeah.
I have no clue.
But I want my partner to know who I am. And I want to know who she is.
She gets to listen to you for 4 hours
she knows
a day.
She knows.
Yeah.
All right, 43 past the hour in a moment.
Business about Hillary Clinton.
Jennifer is going to explain right to die law, which has become law in California. Up next here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
This report is brought to you by Shriners Hospitals for Children. According to the National Bullying Prevention Center, children with physical disabilities are twice as likely to be bullied. Shriners Hospitals for Children and Breaking Bad actor R.J. Mitty are trying to change that. To support National Bullying Prevention Month, they've launched a new campaign called Cut the Bull, and they're asking the public for help. A former patient at Shriners Hospitals, Mitty knows about bullying.
I was born with cerebral palsy, and my disability made me a target for bullies. I was harassed, knocked down, even had my hand broken, but I was lucky. I had my friends, my family, and Shriners Hospitals for Children to help me become stronger.
Shriners Hospitals has treated more than 1 million kids regardless of their family's ability to pay. Many patients have visible scars or physical disabilities that put them at greater risk of being bullied. Their comprehensive care provides psychological support, rehabilitation, life skills training, and even school outreach programs that help children with physical differences feel confident. To learn more, visit cutthebull.org.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned HealthMart pharmacy near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, in a rambling manifesto, Christopher Harper Mercer insisted he was mentally sane and that everybody around him was crazy. He apparently was complaining to a lot of his friends about not having a girlfriend. Gee, I wonder why he couldn't get a girlfriend. He's the fellow that shot up the community college, in case you have forgotten this sort of stuff. I wonder, and I argue with myself about whether we ought to talk about these things, because it just gives them more airtime and other people ideas. He got his idea from somebody else. And whether we ought not to even talk about these things. I argue, I do edit a lot of the things that I figure other people on the radio are going to talk about that I don't want to talk about. I don't do. And so when something like this comes up, I don't ask Jennifer, I don't ask Roberta, I don't ask Richie, I don't ask Kenny for their opinion most of the time. But in this circumstance, I don't know. I'm betwixt and between when it comes to that sort of thing, although I don't know that it adds anything to the story, does it? Does anybody think that not knowing he didn't have a girlfriend? So what? Why is the news media making a big deal out of that?
Well, because it's a common characteristic. Thank you. That's going through a lot of these young men, that they don't have a girlfriend, that they've never been intimate with a girl, and they all seem to have this pent up anger.
Yeah. All right. I just found, speaking of anger, a list of the IQs of the presidents of the United States.
And
George H.W. Bush on this list.
Let me guess, 23.
No, 130. There are a whole bunch of presidents. William McKinley had a 130. James
Polk, good, by the way,
had a 130. Well, 100 is supposed to be average. I'm 141. What are you? Do you know what yours is, Jennifer?
No idea.
Do you know what yours is, Roberta?
I'm around 135, 137. Yeah.
Richard Nixon was 131, as was Dwight Eisenhower. And Benjamin Harrison had a 132. Mm-hmm. George Washington a 132. I don't know how they figure out going back that far. Martin Van Buren, 133. It was the same with Rutherford B. Hayes. William Henry Harrison had a 134, as did Franklin Pierce. Again, I'm not sure how they found it. Millard Fillmore, 136 IQ, as did John Tyler. Franklin Roosevelt, 139. Abraham Lincoln, a 140. Let's see here. James Madison, 141. Chester Arthur, 141. James Garfield, 141.
He was the president.
Theodore Roosevelt, 142. John Adams, 142. Jimmy Carter, 145. Woodrow Wilson, 145.
Wait. Jimmy Carter, 145?
Yep. Bill Clinton, 148. John F. Kennedy, 150. Thomas Jefferson, 153. John Quincy Adams, 168. He had the highest of all of our presidents, a 168, John Quincy Adams.
Well, they say genius IQ score is 160 and up.
Yes. Right.
High IQ is any score over 140.
Right.
So what are the candidates, I wonder?
These guys?
Mm-hmm.
I would be surprised if any were over 140.
Cracked 112.
I'd be surprised. Yeah, some of these clowns.
No, Ted Cruz is really, really smart.
I'll bet Ben Carson's pretty smart.
Yes, I would think that too.
I would not think. Well, if you can't say something good, don't say anything at all. All right, so Jennifer.
Seriously, you've been
stalling all morning on this right to die. Law becoming the law of the state of California. So what does it include? Why is this important?
Well, there was a young woman who moved to Oregon because she was suffering with terminal cancer, and she wanted the right to end her own life on her own terms, and that started legislation in the state of California. Five other states have already passed legalized suicide, so Governor Brown signed into law yesterday this new act that allows doctors to prescribe, basically, possibly a way for people to end their own lives if they are diagnosed as terminally ill. Now, this one's tough for me because I am against suicide, and but I also am a person who doesn't want to judge you because your relationship with God and your future is none of, or lack of God is none of my business, right? But Governor Brown passed this legislation with a piece of, he did a note, which he never does, and he said he's against suicide. Suicide is a sin. The thing that worries me about this is that it's going to impact undereducated and low-income people, I think, in a negative way, because doctors will be more apt, if you don't have a lot of money, to keep your loved ones alive or to do any kind of experimental or maybe, Eastern medicine treatments. And, you know, they might talk people into ending it in lieu of spending a lot of money to try to save their family.
51 after.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
When you're all in love and nothing goes the way you planned and no one cares and no one understands,
not Randy Newman.
You're in love.
A fool in love from the movie Meet the Parents, from which we take the following excerpts.
Under our roof, it's my way on the Long Island Expressway. Is that understood?
De Niro's great in this.
But nobody's expecting much out of you, so if I set you up with a boy, you think you can jump on and spike it?
No. Yeah, I'd have to be pretty high on you.
I bet you would, Grandma Red. I'm a patient man. That's what 19 months in a Vietnamese prison camp will do to you. But I will be watching you, studying your every move. And if I find that you are trying to corrupt my firstborn child, I will bring you down, baby. I will bring you down to Chinatown.
Bring you down to Chinatown. Ben Stiller is in it. Who plays his daughter?
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's Terry Polo.
Anyway, this was the number one movie during This Week in 2000, and the movie music gets us started with Movie Moments here on the Good Day program. Chuck Curry is here to bring us some movie news, and also a thought of the day, the Betty Davis way of thinking, is up next here on Good Day.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014, same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Craft Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
All right. So, Chucker, the movie we were talking about, Meet the Parents, raked in $166 million. This is 15 years ago, so that's why they did a second and a third, and they all did pretty well, didn't they? Were they as good in your mind as the first one?
Well, the first one's the best. Second one was had good entertainment value. The third one was just so-so. But they were all profitable, but the first one, in terms of critical recognition, was by far the pinnacle of the franchise.
Mm-hmm. Betty Davis, responsible for our thought of the day today. She died in the state in 1989. What other people think of me is none of my business. How about that for someone who was on stage and always in the public eye? I thought that was pretty interesting. We all maybe ought to, the reason we bring it to you is the thought of the day.
Well, she evidently, I mean, by interviews, was a pretty blunt person.
Yeah, right. Not a very sweet person either.
She no.
Was, yeah, kind of nasty.
Very interesting talent, to say the least.
Right, exactly. All right, so what's in the movie news bag today?
Director George Miller confirming that two Mad Max sequels are in development over at Warner Brothers. The latest Mad Max movie, Fury Road, which hit theaters this summer, opened to critical acclaim, did about $370 million worldwide, which means it was pretty much a break-even, but has performed very well on home video and digital services in its secondary release. A lot of people think, Doug, I don't know if you saw the film, that it'll be nominated for Best Picture. I thought it was one of the most visually stunning movies I've ever seen on the big screen. Other news, Paramount and Hasbro planning 5 more Transformers movies over the next 10 years. Yes, critics don't like these movies, but they make a ton of money worldwide, and Michael Bay, the director, probably will come back. This guy's probably made, I'd say, $300 million off the first 4 Transformer movies directing and producing, because he has a back-end deal on those movies. He maybe even...
He's a god at Paramount. They don't do anything over there unless they check with him first.
Well, with that franchise, he's maybe the only director to be able to do those movies on the scale that they do. He has sort of a knack for it. TV news event.
Yeah.
CBS planning to revive the MacGyver franchise.
Really?
And also planning to revive A-Team back on the...
Yeah, I saw that. The X-Files, the TV show, is premiering at the Comic-Con.
Can't wait.
But not coming out. It's not going to actually be up on the air until in January, right?
Right.
So, but they've done the first few episodes, so that's big news for some. Hi, Chucker. You're a good man. Talk to you tomorrow here at Good Day. 59 past the hour.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and
installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.